This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 13th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. On Tuesday, leaders of the General Aviation Manufacturers Association announced that 2007 year-end shipment figures for the general aviation industry have set another record. Gamma Chairman and Cirrus Design CEO Alan Klapmeyer reported that a strong worldwide market, especially outside North America, was a driving factor for general aviation in 2007. Quote, "As these economies continue to expand, we expect general aviation to play an ever-increasing role in these regions. Manufacturer backlogs are strong, and we think this bodes well for 2008 and the years beyond," unquote. After Klapmeyer announced the 2007 totals at Gamma's annual industry review and marketing outlook briefing on Tuesday, Gamma President and CEO Pete Bunce discussed challenges facing continued robust growth in general aviation. The first issue on his list, user fees, introduced yet again by the Bush administration in its fiscal 2009 budget proposal. Bunce says, quote, "Gamma continues to oppose the introduction of user fees on any segment of aviation. Achieving the next generation air transportation system objectives goes well beyond simply reducing congestion and air traffic delays. It will bring tangible environmental benefits as well. There is no more critical time for the aviation industry to come together to accelerate modernization and shape the aerospace priorities of the next U.S. administration and European Union," unquote. Hawker Beechcraft Corporation told ANN on Tuesday the plane maker has achieved FAA certification for its new light mid-sized Hawker 750. The 750 was introduced at the 2006 NBAA convention and utilizes the fuselage and wings of the mid-sized Hawker 800 series, providing the largest cabin in the light mid-size aircraft segment. The Hawker 750 has a 2,116 nautical mile IFR range and a cabin generously sized for flying 8 passengers. The aircraft is priced at $12.2 million U.S. with typical equipment. Deliveries are scheduled to begin by the end of March. The company says it will also pursue international certifications. A congressional investigation into FAA oversight of maintenance at Southwest Airlines has been triggered by whistleblowers who allege, paraphrasing here, that Southwest has been a little too free to move about the country. House Transportation Committee Chairman James Oberstar, a Minnesota Democrat, says he received documentation showing that the FAA inspector responsible for Southwest allowed the airline to operate aircraft in revenue service without properly inspecting the aircraft for fuselage cracks. The charge was made in a letter from the Transportation Department Inspector General's office to the FAA. The Associated Press reports the House Transportation Committee has scheduled an oversight hearing March 12th that will include a review of findings of an investigation by congressional staffers and the Transportation Department of the FAA's oversight of aircraft maintenance. Representatives from the FAA and Southwest did not return calls for comment on Tuesday afternoon. On Monday, the Teamsters Union seized on the news to call for a moratorium on all aircraft maintenance done overseas, claiming foreign locations are not properly regulated. The union has support in its position from a business travel trade group and some members of Congress. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Russian bombers buzz the USS Nimitz. A veteran Boeing engineer is charged with spying for China. And the Teamsters will make maintenance outsourcing a point of contention if Delta and Northwest merge. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is Mike Whaley, a supporter of the Valkaria Airport in Florida. We told you yesterday about how one of the most vocal airport NIMBYs has been named to the Airport Advisory Board. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. And guys, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. If you forgot, there may still be time to order flowers online. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.